It's Beatle time now.
I can't go on. I really can't. Come on, let's do this bleeding record.
I just love Rubber Soul, and I think I will till the day I'm gone. This was the beginning of it. This was the beginning of it. This is where the Beatles really become mature artists, you know, and take us along with them. George Harrison said, the Beatles saved the world from boredom.
You know, the beginning of the last verse.
What did you do then, Paul?
And you've got time to rectify. And you've got time to rectify all the things that you should.
That was
that
it.
That you should.
You should have got me there.
And you've got time to rectify all the things that you should.
So the Beatles' recording career started in late 62, and through 65, they were on a whirlwind. And Rubber Soul comes at the end of 65. It's time for them to do their second album release of the year, their Christmas release.
I'm looking through you. Take one.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
By the time Rubber Soul came out, you know, the question of how long was this Beatle thing going to last was pretty much answered. It was evident that they had an amazing record here, and it was also evident they had plenty of fuel with which to go forward into the future.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know?
This is the moment equivalent to The Wizard of Oz, where it goes from black and white to color. And that's kind of what Rubber Soul was.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
Nowhere Man is very different from what was coming out of the radio at that time. About not being able to get anywhere, but obviously Nowhere Man has got to be something about himself. I think this is where John really, on this album, he really starts that whole idea of, I don't know about anyone or anything else except me, so I'm going to start writing about me.
Nowhere Man.
But Rubber Soul kind of really turned the corner for me of that singer-songwriter-esque. They touched on that. They got in there, and it's a little darker and a little deeper, and it just wasn't as pop.
Have you heard the word in love? It's so fine, it's sunshine, it's the word
McCartney says, that's where I became an adult, with the Rubber Soul. And you can really see it. All of a sudden, they're starting to talk about more mature things. They're starting to be more sophisticated in their music.
Paul was writing songs that weren't altogether sweet. You Won't See Me, and I'm Looking Through You. Wow.
I mean, there's a picture here. Look, George is in jeans with a piece of straw, you know, sticking out of his mouth, and a cowboy hat. I mean, there's just something different going on here.
If I needed someone to love, you're the one that I'd be thinking of. If I needed someone.
And then you have George Harrison emerging with songs like Think for Yourself and If I Needed Someone, and developing that sound that would become identified with him.
If I needed someone.
Definitely Ringo, I think George too, but Ringo, when you hear him talk about his early influences, it's always country.
At that point, country rock was not a word that was hyphenated together. It was more like there was a fence between those two words.
What goes on in your heart? What goes on in your mind? You are tearing me apart. When you treat me so unkind, what goes on in your mind?
Up until Sgt. Pepper's, the Beatles would record their albums and singles in England, and they would be released as official Beatles releases in England. But in the United States, Capitol Records, their U.S. Company that would put out their albums, would essentially chop up all those albums and put them together as U.S. versions that had different set lists on the albums. So I grew up listening to the U.S. version of Rubber Soul, which had a different sequence of songs and different songs.
What they did was they left off Drive My Car, Nowhere Man, What Goes On, and If I Needed Someone. They replaced those four songs with two songs that had been left off a previous album in America, I've Just Seen a Face and It's Only Love. And what it did is it gave the record a subtle turn towards more folk rock, more acoustic feel.
It's only love and that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love and that is all. But it's so hard loving you.
I've just seen her face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met.
I love everything about the album. The album cover visually shows you there was boundary stretching. Just by the picture and the lettering kind of being stretched, you knew they were going to some new, you know, sound terrain.
This bird has flown, take one.
Norwegian Wood. George plays sitar on it.
You know, some call it the beginning of world music, and I think that's really stretching it.
There was something odd about it. There was something strangely sexy to me about the song.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me.
It's an interesting lyric in that the Beatles started to realize that you don't have to say everything in a lyric to paint a story, that sometimes what you don't say is more effective.
She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair.
In my life, John is opening his diary, opening his heart to you.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places had their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all.
In my life, I think is the perfect composition. If you were to rank the Beatles' greatest compositions, not performances, but greatest compositions, I would put that way high on the list. I think that song is really beautiful, both in terms of its sentiment as delivered through the lyric, and its construction.
Every songwriter wants to have that song that becomes part of the milestones in the lives of many, many people. But in my life, I don't know how many millions of yearbook photos have had a quote from that, how many millions of retrospective montages at funerals, even at weddings, at high school graduations. And it's the simplicity of that song, I think, that still gets me. And in a weird way, it's the humility of In My Life that I think really makes it continue to work as a song that so many can take into their own lives, you know?
That sense of, you know, how did we get here? And where are we going? And having a past. I mean, that's one of the things I think that the album gets at. You know, that suddenly you have a past. It isn't all ahead of you anymore. And even as young as you are, you know, there are things behind you now. And some of those you don't necessarily want to leave behind. But, you know, you're on a journey. And, you know, Rubber Soul was kind of the first step into, you know, a serious evaluation of what all that meant, you know, on the part of the Beatles.
In my life, I love you more.